And we're going to look at the word mean tonight. We did this a couple times already, so we're not going to spend a lot of time there. But there's a lot of people, you know, mean is mean. I believe nice is a cover-up for when you feel mean. Nice is like putting this really sweet cover on stuff so everybody will like you. But inside you're thinking mean things. You've still got demonic things going on. But you just have taken on nice to be acceptable. Nice stinks. Mean stinks and nice stinks. The two stink. Many times, for some people, the two go together. I really realized when I killed nice in my own life. Somebody's saying, were you ever nice? Probably not too nice, but I remember the one time I was nice, and it was part of the setup to kill my daughter. The reason I am so bold, not arrogant, it's a counterfeit of bold, but truly bold, and I'm not ashamed of it, is because when I chose to be nice and allow somebody to curse my kids because they wanted to sell us insurance, instead of saying what I should have said, a spirit of nice held me back. So when I should have said, even though I did say it, but I didn't say it boldly, I didn't say it with authority, I said, oh, we probably shouldn't say that. When I should have said, don't you dare talk about my children dying in this place because you want to sell me some insurance. And I break the power of that right now. And maybe you ought to leave our house. That's what I should have said. But instead, when I was convicted to not let this person say that my children could die like that so he could sell me a $10,000 policy, which we didn't buy, which he probably believes that he was sent by God, that if we had bought it, we'd have had money for the funeral. I don't know if that's true or not. Hopefully the person got delivered and healed and everything else. I don't know. But I remember when I asked the Lord, why? My daughter was dead. Her body was still in the yard. I remember the Holy Spirit said to me, remember when that insurance person said that? And I'm not against insurance. People will die. But the Bible says they should be over 70. And we ought to believe that. And man, if you can buy all the insurance in the world from Dan when you're, you know, older, and then when you go to be with God, because he's going to witness to you and get you saved in the process, and then at 70 or 80 or whatever, you have a lot of money for your family, praise God. Praise God. Or whatever way you decide to leave an inheritance. The Bible says it's an honorable thing to leave an inheritance for your children and your children's children. That's the Bible. So I'm not coming against. I'm saying, though, if you have to talk somebody into seeing their kids dead to sell a policy because they already have the other kind of policies you want to sell, then you might want to check your motives. But the sin was not their sin that got me. It was mine. Because the Holy Spirit told me, break the power of those words. But I was too nice. And then I was set up by the greed in my own heart, and the rest is history. That's when I decided I don't like nice anymore. I mean, I'm telling you now, you'll be amazed at how many times in a regular conversation during the week in American Christian homes, you have to say, I break the power of that. I break the power of that. How many know that's up there in one of your top 10 phrases anymore? Why? Because you respect the power of words that the Bible declares we have. And you're not playing games about it anymore. I don't even care what they think anymore. You think something's wrong with them if they don't say it. My kids say it. They say, oh, Mom, just look at them right. Break the power of that. If you don't, you don't understand the power of words. I'm not saying that has to be the phrase. I'm saying do whatever the Holy Spirit shows you to do to cancel that assignment. And God knows that when we say, I break the power of that, I'm saying what Satan just sent with those words, I just break the power of. in the name of Jesus, because I have authority to do that, because I understand that authority. And it's called warfare. And so that's why I matured more quickly not to be so nice. And I'm believing as you go through things, you're going to see nice is a cover up for the fruit of the Spirit, which is kindness and goodness. I want to be kind. And that's why we're going to look at mean, because truthfully, mean is a spirit that's the opposite of kind. But nice is a counterfeit to kind. See what I'm saying? Mean's an opposite of. But we take on nice to hide mean. When we need to let the fruit of the Spirit of kindness push mean out. How do you get rid of mean? You got to renounce it. You got to hate it. You got to break the power of it. You got to get rid of mean. Because it's a spirit that you're going to see in the dictionary. It's a spirit. But if you try to cover it up with nice or judge somebody else's mean so you can be nice, nice is a counterfeit of kind that can set you up not to be bold. That can hide how mean you really feel. Nice causes codependency. Jesus never says to be nice. But the fruit of the Spirit will make you kind. Sometimes the kindest thing that Jesus ever said was, "Get thee behind me, Satan," to Peter. It was actually kind when Jesus said to the Pharisees, "You bunch of serpents, you vipers." Because he was revealing truth to them so that they could repent and get saved. See, kindness doesn't mean say what people want to hear. Jesus proved that. Jesus did not say what people wanted to hear. Jesus said what people needed to hear. When we stand in heaven and you have to give an account for anyone God caused you to be a sphere of influence in their life. When I have to give an account for you, the Bible says I have to give an account for your soul if you're drawn here by the Holy Spirit and I pour into your life. And that's why even these things we're saying now about no longer, there's something about entertaining angels. I don't want to be entertaining demons. I don't want to stand up there and say, the Lord say, Cindy, why did you allow somebody full of demons who had no repentance, no desire to change, there's no fruit in their life, why did you allow them at your love feast? Because, and I'll tell you why I was doing it, because I thought they were the ones in the Bible that talked about the dishonorable and to honor them. The Lord, show me. Demon-possessed people who don't want to be free are just releasing demonic stuff. But hurt people who have demonic issues, who are crying out for help, I want you to set them free. There's a difference. Do you get that? So when you're ministering, when you're in a group, when you're leading people, I don't want you to be nice. I do want you to grow in the fruit of the Spirit, and that will produce kindness, long-suffering, patience, and gentleness. You won't have all those in great abundance until you die more and more to yourself, okay? But that's okay. If we wait till everybody is walking in the pure fruit of the Spirit, there won't be anybody changing and learning and growing. And there's plenty of people in this room who will say, even when you were really hard to be around, Cindy, thank you for pouring into my life from exactly where you were at. I can't give to you beyond where I'm at, folks. I can't release more power to set you free than the power that I walk in God. I can't have more fruit of the Spirit than I have a relationship with Christ. And you're not my judge, and it's not up to you to decide what I need more of and when I need it. That's up to the Holy Spirit, and I'm surrendered to Him. And He's so awesome, He's going to keep a balance in the whole body of Christ as we're maturing. Do you know what I mean? He'll make up for my shortcomings. He'll do it. You don't have to make up excuses for it or worry about it or judge me. He'll take care of it, even as he's changing all of us into his likeness and his image. Praise God. I'm not who I was even 2 days ago. But I'm not who I'm going to be when I see Jesus face to face. And I'm not going to be ashamed of the transformation that he's doing in my life. The key is to be going in the correct direction. The things God says put off should be decreasing. The things he says are the fruit of the Spirit should be increasing. If that's happening in your life, you're in his will. Period. Let no man judge you. That's what the Bible says.